Boker Tov, and welcome back to our next installment in our study of the Daf Yomi of the second parak of Masechet Chagigah. In the last podcast, we began the story of the four who entered the Pardes, and now we have several stories about what happened to them. Tana Rabbanan, Maaseh Rav Yeshua ben Chananya, Shayom Meir Agav Ma'ala Bahar Habayit. And this was after the destruction of the Temple, Yeshua, our famous Rav Yeshua ben Chananya, who was standing on one of the steps up to Har Abayit, V'ra'ahu ben Zoma v'lo amad b'fanav. Ben Zoma, who was younger than him, saw him and did not stand up in his presence. Amar lo mi'ayinu la'ayin ben Zoma. So he said, where are you coming from? Meaning, what are you so deep in thought about that you didn't pay attention to the fact that I'm here? Amar lo tzefayiti ben mayim al yonim l'mayim atachtonim. Now, whether this event happened before he entered the Pardes, and it meant that he already had a predilection to speculative metaphysics or mystical studies, or whether it was the result of having gone there, and we don't properly understand what it means, we say that he was deranged, is unclear. It says, I was looking or thinking about the difference between the upper waters and the lower waters. And I realized, or I saw, that there was only three finger widths, separating them. Because in the second verse in Bereshit, it says that God's Spirit was hovering over the water. And the idea that God's Spirit is the locale where the upper waters are. Just like a dove that is hovering over her children and not touching. So Bishua turned to his students and said, Ben Zoma still doesn't get it. When does that pasuk written be on Rishon? That's on the first day, before the creation of the firmament that separated the upper and lower waters. That was on the second day. So how much difference is there? It's even thinner than that. Amar of Acha Bar Yaakov, Kimlo Nima, like a hair's breadth. Like the space in between the stones of a bridge. Marzutri Temer of Asiya Marki Tre Glime the Frise Hadadi, like two garments that are overlapping each other. Vrami like a tre kose the schifi hadadi, or like two cups that are stacked one on top of the other. That tiny little difference separates the upper and lower waters. Good. Now we talk about Acher. Acher kitzeitz binitiyot. Alava katuv omer al titenet picha lachdir pesarecha. Don't let your mouth cause your body to sin. The context of that pasuk in Kohelet is about taking oaths, and if you take an oath and don't fulfill it, your children or your wife will be taken away from you. But here, what he means is, don't let your mouth cause yourself to sin, meaning that he observed something when he came to the Pardes and caused him to say an utterance that caused him to be sort of thrown out, and as a result, he went the sinful way. Mahi, what happened? He saw the super angel Metatron was given permission to sit down and write all the good things about Am Yisrael. We have a tradition that up in heaven there's no sitting and there's no competition. There's nobody turns their back to God. They're all facing God, and there is no tiredness. So he thought, maybe there's two different heavens. There's the one I know about, and there's this one that I'm seeing. Perhaps Mitatron is a separate god. So Mitatron immediately was punished with 60 fiery whips. And they said to him, why didn't you stand up when Acher came? Why didn't you stand up so Elisha Navuya came so that he wouldn't get this bad impression? And then they gave him permission to erase the schuyot of Acher. And a voice from heaven came out reciting the pasuk from Yirmiyahu, return wayward sons, except for Acher. Acher is the only one who cannot return. So Acher said, since I'm not going to get to Olam Haba, leipuk litani b'hai alma. So you know what? I'll go out and enjoy this world. Nafak Acher the Tarbut Ra'a. So he went out into sinful ways. So Nafak, as an example, is Nafak Ashkar Zoni. Went out and found a prostitute. Tzva'a. He said, let's have relations. Amrale V'lav Elisha ben Avuya. She said, aren't you Elisha ben Avuya? So what did he do to prove that he was no longer Elisha ben Avuya? Akar Pugla Meshra B'Shabbat V'Yavlai. Pulled a radish out of the ground on Shabbat and gave it to her. Amra Acher Hu. So he said, oh, you must be a different guy. And that's how he got the sobriquet Acher, because she called him, ah, you're another guy. Now, Sha'al Acher Rav Meir Lachash Yatzal Tavut Ra. So an Acher, after he was already Acher, asked Rav Meir the following questions. Two questions he asked. And they were both about interpretations of Psukim. And he knew what Rabbi Akiva, who was Rav Meir's teacher, had interpreted. But he asked him the following. The Pasuk in Kohelet, God has made everything symmetrical, this opposite that one. What does it mean? Amarlo, Komash Barakodesh Baruch Hu Barak Kenegdo. So Meir said, everything God created, he created an opposite number. Baraharim, Barak Va'ot. These are not exactly opposites. He created high mountains, he created small hills. Bara Yamin, Bara Narot. He created lakes, he seas, he also created rivers. Marlo, Bekiva, Abchalu, Amarkach. So Rach Acher turned to Rameir and said, your teacher of Akiva interprets it differently, because he had this ready. Ela Barat Tzadikim, Barat Rishaim. God created Tzadikim and Rishaim. Barat Gan Eden, Barat Gehinom. He created Gan Eden, he created Gehinom. And what's the symbiosis? Kol, or the mutuality, really. Kol Achad Vechad Yesh Lo Shnei Chalakim. Everybody has a Chalak. Every person has a Chalak in the world, in Gan Eden and Gehinom. Achav Gan Eden and Gehinom. So if a person is Zoche and he goes to Gan Eden, he gets his portion and he gets somebody else's portion who's not going there. If on the other hand he becomes culpable, he gets his portion and somebody else's portion in Gehenna who's not going there. Because everything balances out. What's the pasuk of that? Pasuk. Number six, that the tzaddikim get a double portion in their land. Gavir shayim k'tiv mishnah shibaron shovrem. Give them a double smash. Good. Now, second question. Shalach echer Rabbi Meir lachash yitzal tavut ra'am ma'idich tiv lod ya'archen ha'zahavu z'chuchit v'tzmar ha'tak lifaz. You cannot compare it to gold or to glass. Marlo elu divrei Torah. So Rabbi Meir said, what is this referring to? It's referring to the words of Torah, Shekashin liknotan kichli zahav uchli paz. They are as difficult to acquire as gold. V'nochin liabdan kichli tzchuchit. And they're easy to break like tzchuchit. And they're hard to get, and you have to hold on to them very carefully. Amar l'vikir rabcha lo amar kach. So Acher said, your teacher didn't interpret it that way. Elama kichli zahav uchli tzchuchit. Fishnish peru yishlam takana. Just like gold and even glass. If they're broken, they can be fixed. Avtamin chacham vishish tarach yishlo takana. Similarly, a Talmid Chacham who has gone bad has some repair. He can be fixed. Amarlo afata chazor b'chas. Rav Meir said, so why don't you come back? Amarlo shemati me'achorei apargod shuv banim shovim chutz me'acher. But I already heard a voice from the other side of the divider from heaven that all wayward sons are invited to return except for Acher. Now, both of these questions, at least based on the answer that Acher already had in his pocket from Rabbi Akiva, were things that related to him, to Talmud Chacham who's gone bad, and to getting a chelek in the world to come in different places. Tanu Rabbanan, Maseh b'Acher she'eru chevel asus b'Shabbat. So this is clearly after Acher went bad. Doesn't have to say it because he was riding on a horse on Shabbat. V'yar Meir mahalech acharav l'motzera mipiv. Meir was following him on foot to study from him. So he was teaching while he was riding. Amar lo Meir chazor le'acharecha she'kvar shi'arti b'ikveh susi ad kan tchum Shabbat. So Acher said to Rav Meir, you better turn around, because I have measured with my horse's steps that we have come to the Tchum Shabbat. You can't go any further. Amarle afatacha zorbecha. So Meir said to his teacher, please, you come back also. Marle velokvar marti lecha kvar shemat mecharvei apagod shumanim shumim chutz miacher. Didn't I tell you that I've already heard from a heavenly voice that I cannot return? Tokfei aylevei midrash. The Meir grabbed him, and he pulled him, and he dragged him to the base medrash. Now, you have to remember, in Rabbinic times, they held great significance to the first pasuk that they would hear when they encountered a place, especially if it was uttered by a child. So watch what happens. Amar Leili Yenuka, Rameir met a child, and he said to him, Sokli Psukecha, what pasuk did you learn today? Recite your verses. Amar Lo Ein Shalom Amar Adonai L'Arshayim. Pasuk in Yeshayahu, there is no peace for the wicked. Ayla Vechnish Tachriti. So he took Acher to another shul. Amar lo Yenuka psokli psukecha. He asked the next kid, recite your verses. Amar lo ki im tchapsi banetav tabilach borit nichtam avonech lefanai. Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, that even if you try to wash your garments out with the best soap, the sin is stained forever. In other words, you can't remove the sin. Ayla v'chish tachriti, went to another shul. Amar lo, Yanuka Psok Lipsukecha, recite your verses. Amar Levi At Shadur Mata Asi, you plundered one, what can you do? Kitil Bashishani, Kita Adi Adi Zahav, Kitiriva Fuke Nayak, if you put on nice clothes and jewelry and you put makeup on, Lashav Tijape, you're doing it all for naught, you're still disgraced. In other words, you can't fix it. Isle Vechnishta Khriti at the island place of Vechnishta. He ended up taking him to 13 different shuls. Kulu Paskuleki Agavnan, every child that there was there recited psukim that were of a similar nature. Levatra Marle Psokli Psukha, the last guy he met, he said, read your Pasuk, Amarle, Velo Asha Marluhim Malachala Saperlu Chukai. The Pasuk in Tehillim Nun. It is Pasuk 12 on the page. He says, to the evil one, God says, why are you speaking of my laws? When this kid stammered, the kid was saying, Vila Rasha, but he stammered, it made it sound like he said, Vila Elisha Mar Elohim. It was as if he was turning directly to Elisha Ben Avriah and saying, you, why are you teaching Torah? You should get out of here. So according to some people, he had a knife in his hand. Acher had a knife in his hand, and he tore the kid up. And he sent his body around to all of those 13 shuls. The other version is a little milder. He said, if I had had a knife in my hand, I would have sliced this kid up. Anyhow, he was enraged, but he understood what the message was. Now, kinach nafshe to Acher Amri, when Acher died, they said, lo meidan lidayne. They said, God, please don't judge him, because he's not going to do well. But he can't go to the Olam Haba. Lo meidan lidayne mishum dasik baraita. Give him a break, because he studied Torah. He can't go to the world to come because he sinned. So Amar Meir Mutavdili Dine Velate the Almadate. Meir says, no. Let him be judged, and then he'll be judged. He'll suffer as he suffers, and then he comes to Olam Abba. Matai Amutva Ale Ashan Mikivros. Meir said, I can't wait to die, so I'm going to go into heaven, and I'm going to push the issue that he should be judged, and then you'll see smoke coming from his grave as he's being judged. When Meir died, almost immediately, there was smoke that started rising from Acher's grave, and it evidently lasted at least 100 years. Because Amar Rabbi Yochanan Gvurta L'Mikla Rabbe, Rabbi Yochanan came along and said, it's a good thing to burn up your Rebbe. It's a lack of kavod. Charavi Benana V'lomatzir Nalatzule. There was one among us, and we couldn't save him. He knocked biyad man meramile, man. If we had grabbed him by the hand, who would have taken him from us? It was, we should have been stronger with him to get him back. This is a disgrace. So Rabbi Yochanan said, I can't wait till I die so I can go to heaven and I can plead the case that they should leave Acher alone. When Rabbi Yochanan died, the smoke stopped coming out of Acher's grave. When he died, the Safdan, the eulogizer, said, Afilu shomer petach lo'amad lefanecha Rabbeinu. Even the guard of the door could not stand in your way, Rabbeinu. This is when referring to Rabbi Yochanan. When Rabbi Yochanan died, they said even the guard of Gehenna could not stand in front of Rabbi Yochanan because he was successful in getting Acher out of there so that he wasn't being judged. Bitoshel Acher Atya Lekamei de Rebbe. At some point, Acher's daughter came. Amarla Adain Yeshvi Zaroba Olam. She came to Rebbe and Atzel the Kamei Rebbe. Amarla Rebbe Parnaseini. She had no money. She said, Rebbe, please give me some help, some money. Amarla Bat Miat. Amarla Bito Shalacherani. She said, I'm Eli Shivan Avuya's daughter. Amarla Adain Yeshvi Zaroba Olam. What? Any of his kids were left. Vaktiv Lo Nin Velo Nechad Biamo Vein Sarid Bim Gurav. He has nobody left over in his generations. Amralo zechor l'Torah tov v'altis kor ma'asav. So she said, please, and remember his Torah and not his deeds. Miyad yarda esh v'sich sechasav salosh al Rebbe. So a fire came down and singed the bench that Rebbe was sitting on. He got the message. Bachav yamar Rebbe. So Rebbe wept. We assume he gave her the money also. And he said, umala mitganin ba'kach. If this is how much Hashem honors the those who study Torah and who disgrace it, those who study Torah and treat it properly, how much more so he defends their honor. Reb Meir, hechi gamar Torah in fumah de Acher. This is an essential question. How was Reb Meir allowed to study Torah from Acher? After all, Acher is a bad guy. V'yama Rava Bar Bar Chana Amar Rabbi Yochanan, famous pasuk, Ma'ariftiv ki siftecho en yishmur dar v'torayi v'akshu epiu ki malach adonai tzva'otu. They will seek the Torah from the Kohen because he's an angel of God. Meaning, im domei harav l'malach Hashem tzva'ot yivakshu Torah epiu, v'im lav al yivakshu Torah epiu. You can only study from a Rebbe when his behavior is angelic, in other words, proper. Amar Shlokish, Reb Meir Krash, Gach v'darash. The answer is Reb Meir, had another pasuk. Hatos nechal shma divrei chachamim v'libchat ashit l'dati. Listen to the chachamim and pay attention to my words, God says. Meaning, disregard who the vehicle is, right? The datam lo nemar el dati, not to what they say, but what to what I say. Chanin amar mihachi in a different pasuk. Shimi vat uri vati osnech shichi amech uveit avich. Listen, my daughter, and incline your ears and forget who your nation is. Meaning, ignore the vehicle for the transmission and just get the information. So koshu kray adati. So how do we reconcile the verses? So lokasha habegadol habekatan. If you're an adult and you know how to filter out the impact of the teacher from the information, then study from anybody. If you're a younger person or a mature person who can't do so, and therefore must have a real role model, then indeed he has to eat malach Hashem tzvot. Ki ato avdim mi'amam ra'ava, meir achal tachla v'shara shichla levara. In the West, the way that they said it was that Rameir found a certain piece of meat, and he threw the junk out. In other words, he threw out the bathwater and kept the baby. What is the pasuk in Shir Hashirim? I went down to the nut garden to see the young shoots. Why are chachamim compared to a walnut? A walnut, no matter how dirty and filthy it gets on the outside, the inside is still good. That if Talmid Chacham, you would think they would homiletically point this to a Talmid Chacham who was unpleasant on the outside, or who was not dressed nice, or his appearance isn't good. Rather, they say even though his behavior has gone bad, his Torah is still good. So this is again justifying Rameir. So famous kind of conversation where Shila asked Eliyahu Navi, "What's Hashem doing?" He's quoting all the Rabbanan in their teachings except for Rameir. So Eliyahu said that God is displeased with the mayor because he studied from Acher. What's the problem? Rameir found a pomegranate. He ate the inside and threw out the peel. In other words, he accepted Acher's Torah without it being influenced by his behavior. Good. So now, what is Hashem saying? Meir b'ni omer b'zman shadam mitzta'er shechina ma'lashon omeret kalani miroshi kalani mizrui. Right, then he started quoting Rameir, who says that when a person is in pain, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, my head hurts, my arm hurts. Im kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzta'er al daman shel rishayim v'chom daman shel tzadikim shenishbach. And if this is how much Hashem is upset when his children who are bad are suffering, how much more so if tzadikim. But the main point is that he started quoting Rameir. Now, Ashkech Shmuel Rav Yehuda d'tali b'ivr d'dasha. So Shmuel found Rav Yehuda, a student, who was leaning on a door. The kabachi was weeping. Amar le, shinan amai kabachi, my sharp student, why are you weeping? Amar le, mizutra mai dichtivu rabbonin ayeh sofer, ayeh shokel, ayeh sofer et amigdolim. This pasuk, which we understand homiletically referring to students, to talmidim, he says, is this such a small pasuk? I shouldn't be weeping. Where are the sofrim? Ayeh sofer shayu sofrim kol yotayot shebetorah. The scribe, these sages are called sofrim, because they used to count very carefully all the words of the Torah. Ayeh shokel, what's that? Shayu shoklin kalim v'chamorin shebetorah. They used to weigh out logical inferences. Ayeh sofer tamigdalim, what's that? Shayu shonin shlosh miot halachot migdal poreach ba'avir. They used to be able to create sand castles in the air and darshan halachot. Right, v'yamar Rabbi Yami, tlat mi'ab ba'ani ba'ye ba'u doig v'achitofel v'gal parech ba'avir. And Rabbi Yami said about that doeg and achitofel, two sinister, in the end of things, sinister people in the book of Shmuel, are rabbinically linked together as non-royal sinners who end up not getting olam haba. And they were able to darshan all of these halachot, 300 halachot in the abstract. And they are included among the people of no chelik in olam haba. So they were that competent, and yet they don't have a chelik in olam haba. So what's going to be with us? Amarle Shinana, Tinai Tabalibam. The answer is they had a blemished heart. Their character was faulty. So Acher Mai, what happened to Acher? The answer is Zemer Yivani lo pasat mipume. He was always singing Greek songs. Every time he'd get up in the base manders, suddenly books of minim, whether it's New Testament, a little bit early for that, but perhaps, would fall out of his briefcase, or about fall out of his arms. Shalom nimos hagardi et Remeir. So Remeir was now asked a question which is very difficult because it was asked about the impact of the study of Torah on one's character. Does every piece of wool that goes into the vat, does it come out with dye on it? Everything that was pure and connected to the main part piece of the wool comes out fine. But if not, meaning that somebody comes into the Beit Midrash already with a character fault, the Torah is not going to be able to change him. If he comes in a good person, then it will indeed shape him into a better person. Rabbi Akiva, Allah b'shalom v'yirad b'shalom. So just to know that we went through all the Chachamim, Rabbi Akiva came out in peace. Allah b'katuv omer, Mashcheni acharecha nerutz. It's referring to him, the Pasuk in Shir Hashirim says, pull me and we'll run after you. V'yafra Rabbi Akiva, k'shem Malach HaShoret l'dchofo. But even Rabbi Akiva, the Malach HaShoret wanted to push him out. V'alam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, anichu l'zaken zeh sh'ori l'shtamesh b'chvodi. Leave this zaken alone, he knows how to use my kavod properly, carefully. My darash, how did Rabbi Akiva not go crazy, and how did he learn to appreciate what he saw in proper proportion? That the pasuk in Devarim says, God comes with all of the many malachim. Otu b'ravavashalo. Be'ava omar matagum irvava, meaning dugmahu b'ravavashalo. Meaning that when what you see there is not God himself, it's the angel. So he didn't make the same mistake as Acher. Meaning, Adon hu batzava shalom. He's the master of his army. The famous scene of Eliyahu and Har Chorev, which is represented here in Pasuk 23, that all of these manifestations that announce the divine presence are not God himself. And that's how Rabbi Akiva kept his head on straight as it. Parenthetically, Tanu Rabbanan, Shishat Dvarim Namruba Shedim. There's six things that we know about Shedim, about the demons. So Shakim Alachi Asheret, Yusul Shakim Ne'adam. In three ways they're like angels, and three ways they're like humans. So Shakim Alachi Asheret, Tanu they're like angels. Yishlam Kanafayim Kim Alachi Asheret, they have wings. Tassim Yisof Alam Yatzavukim Alachi Asheret, they can fly from one end of the world to the other. Yodin Mash Atid Lihyon Kim Alachi Asheret, and they know the future. Yodin Sagad Aitach, you didn't really know it. Meaning they get divine information from behind the divider. How are they like people? They eat and drink like people. They have children like people. And they die like people. Good. I don't claim to understand how we understand what Shadim are, but this is what the teaching is. There's six things said about people. Shloshakim alachei asheret, three like angels. Shloshakim behemah, three of them like animals. Shloshakim alachei asheret, yishlahem dat kim alachei asheret. They have knowledge like malachim. Malachim mekomah zkufah kim asheret. They walk upright. Saprim lashon hakodesh kim alachei asheret. They speak lashon hakodesh. Shloshakim behemah, but they are also like animals. Ochlin ushotin kim behemah. They eat and drink. Farin v'ravin kim behemah. They reproduce. Motzein re'i kim behemah. And they have excrement just like animals. All right, in the meantime, the end of the Mishnah said, Kol Mistakel Bi Arba Advarim Atui Lo Shilo Ba'al Olam. And it said, Malifni Malachor Malo Malo Mata. So Bishlama Malo 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 Mata Malayachor Ayin L'Chayai. I understand why that's something it should be limited to. Elo Lefani Mada Havei Havei. To try to figure out what was before creation, it already happened. It's not going to affect you in any way. Yochem Rav Elazar, Dami Tavayu, Mashal Malach Asav Adam Shemal Avadav Benuli Paltirin Gedolin Ala Ashba. It's like a king who told his servants to build a big palace on top of a dung heap. Achuv anulo, they built it. Ein ritzono shel melech lazkir shem ashba. He doesn't want to mention the dung heap. In the same way, he doesn't want people to be talking about what the world was like before it created it. Now, the end of the Mishnah said, Kol shelo chas al kvod kono ratui lo shelo ba la olam. Anyone who is not careful about the honor of God should not be, and not better, he wouldn't have come to the world. So, Mahi, what's that? V'abba amar zem yistakel bakeshet. This is somebody who gazes at the rainbow. We'll see that in a minute. V'yosef marzeh over avira b'seiter. This is somebody who sins in secret. And we'll see what about this. Mistakel b'keshet, why dirtiv k'marei ha'keshet asher yev anan b'yom ha'geshem, ken marei ha'noga saviv hu marei tzvut kod Adonai. that the image of the rainbow is similar in Yechezkel's vision to the image of God itself. And looking straight at it is chutzpah. Anybody who sins in secret, it's like he's pushing God out of the way, as if to say, I don't think God's here, he can't see me. The heavens is my throne and the earth is my footstool. So Aini Vamar Rabbi Yila Zakin Mura Dam Shitsuin Kabarala Vilech Makom Shem Makinoto Vivashuni Tatef Shomin Yasemash the Boch Hafetz, the famous teaching of Rabbi Yila. Interesting, take a look at the Tosfot that quotes the Rach, but the Rach's approach to this statement does not work very well here in this sugya. He says if somebody sees that he really can't overcome his Yitzhahar, he should go to another place where nobody sees him, and he should wear black clothes, and etc., and he should finally do what he wants, which simple pshat means do the Avera, but at least he won't do it for Asya, which means to go to some secret place. All right? That's the difference. If you're able to restrain yourself, and you don't, and you just do it secretly, then it's like you're saying God isn't here, he's not watching. You really can't, then at least you have the common sense to do it somewhere where nobody's going to see, and do not make a chilul Hashem. Anyone who gazes at these three things, his eyes go blind. Keshet uvanasi uvakohanim. The rainbow, look at the head of the Sanhedrin, or at the Kohanim during Birchat Kohanim in the Beit HaMikdash. Keshet, tichtiv from Keshet, asher yeh be'anan be'yom ha'geshem, v'raik v'udun kol Adonai, we saw that. Moshe was told when he was going to put smicha on Yoshua, he would put his glory on Yoshua. That's only when the Mikdash was up. Because there they would use Shem HaMfurash, and the Shechina was between their fingers, and if you look directly at that, then indeed it's bad. So it also points out the reason we don't look at the Kohanim during Mechat Kohanim is simply so we don't get distracted. Don't trust this friend, don't have trust in a leader. Drash on Rea being Ra. Chatov HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mochel. If the Yetzer Hara says to you, sin and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will forgive you, Al Tamein, don't trust him. Shinamar Al Tamein Berea. Vein Ra El Yetzer Hara. Rea Ra. That's Yetzer Hara. Shinamar Ki Yetzer Lev Adam Ra. Minu Ra. Man's heart is evil. And Aluf al Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the Aluf is Hashem Shema Aluf ni Urayata. You are the principal or the general of my young days. Shema Tomar mi meid be. So you're going to say, who's going to testify about me if I actually do sin? Of Neve Tova Korot Beto Shal Adam he meidin bo. This is what we had earlier in Tanit. That the walls of your house will testify. Shema ki Evan mikirti zaak v'chafis me'etzi anena. The rocks will cry out from the wall. Your own soul testifies against you. Be careful what you say from the one who you hold in your arms. What is it you hold in your bosom? It's the malachim that escort you all the time. They'll testify. He commands his angels to you. To guard you, but to guard you means to keep an eye on you also. Your own organs testify about you. You are my witnesses, said Hashem, and I am God. So that a person cannot sin in secret and hope that nobody's going to know, because there are all of these witnesses that will testify. So we have finished a very long and difficult passage. We've now come to the next Mishnah. And as I said, there are many, many deep and profound ideas that are buried within these agadot, and within this forum, there really isn't time to investigate them, not even a little bit. But Yemir Tashem, in the next shiur that we'll have, which will be a relatively short shiur, we'll do the next Mishnah, which records the oldest machloket that we have in rabbinic literature about smicha, and then we will continue on to the famous machloket B'Cham Beit Hillel about korbanot on the chag, and about how to deal with the problem of Shavuot when a kof falls out on a Sunday. And from there to the end of the parak, we will then start dealing with the issues of Tumah V'Tahara in accordance with the notion that a person should purify himself for the regel. Everyone should have a wonderful day.